Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Millionaire Dentist Podcast, brought to you by Four Quadrants Advisory. On this podcast, we break down the world of dentistry finances and business practices to help you become the millionaire dentist you deserve to be. Please be advised, we do speak with an honest tongue and may not be safe for work.
Hello and welcome. This is Casey Hires back at the Millionaire Dentist Podcast in studio with co-host Jared Bridgman.
Hey, Casey, how are you?
I'm good. I need some intro music, man.
Oh, no, it's not right. I got nothing for you, buddy. I'm not a musician anymore.
You're just, you know, we got a client in from Florida and we're looking dapper and it just feels like we need
some kick ass songs, some dope beats. Some fresh beats.
Yeah.
Yeah. The client that we have in today who came in from Florida was surprised at the temperature. It was this morning. It was 30 degrees.
Yeah. In Indiana, normally it's 60, 70 degrees this time of year.
Yep. And as you know, this is the first week of spring and it doesn't feel very springy outside.
No.
Know what kind of does was the kickoff of March Madness.
Oh, St. Paddy's Day and the brackets for March Madness is always so exciting.
Right, right. How's your bracket looking?
F off. It's so.
My overall winner has been kicked out already. So
I'm a Boilermaker, so I was a little biased and right. I got kicked in the pick a body part. Yep. Shins.
Yep.
It's a dental podcast. Teeth.
That's right.
Anyways. Thursday, I picked Arizona to win it all because I'm an unbiased Purdue Boilermaker.
Right.
And Arizona gets beat. I'm like, fine. I don't need to worry about my selfish brackets and you know, win a little side money. Let's focus on my team. And then the second ever to get beat by a 16 seed.
Yeah.
So set Friday evening was kind of sad.
On a bonus for you, didn't IU also lose?
Yeah, but I don't like doing that. Like the program, I don't mind. It's just those pesky IU fans, and I'm sure we've got some IU dental school grads listening.
Probably,
but, you know, from a sports perspective, boy, those pesky IU fans. Most of them are in, what's the joke? Purdue fans are called alumni.
Yes.
IU fans are, you know, didn't quite go there, but
that's all right. Listen,
my bracket's busted.
Mine, yeah, I picked Marquette University to win overall. Obviously, they lost.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Pretty early on.
Brutal.
And, you know, luckily, I didn't sink my life savings into a bet on this one. I threw in $20.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So I'm not going to be retiring anytime soon, though, based on that bet.
Right.
You know, you and I were talking not that long ago. We were looking up some statistics for your presentations and for some of our literature. And it came to our attention that the average dentist retires at, what was it, 69? 8 years of age? Right. And then the average American, like non-dental person, is 62.
You know, we're a numbers firm, right? We deal with a lot of numbers. You and I may be less than the brain trust that deals with them. But
certain numbers do make me giggle, yes.
We got into some numbers and probably nothing spectacularly new for our listeners. But, you know, we knew this and that's why we fight the good fight every day. But, yeah, the average dentist retires at age 69 and the average American retires at age 62.5.
That's crazy because, I mean, dentists make money, right?
Yeah. No, that stands out. It hasn't gotten better over time. If anything, it's gotten a little worse over time. And then we just started digging a little deeper.
Right.
Average salaries, it's a fascinating stat to find because so many different origins for this, they have different answers.
Right.
And then I reflect back to when I talk to practice owners. Most practice owners don't even know how much they made because it's so convoluted that it kind of made me giggle. But the best we could see, maybe between, this is an average range, which is massive, $164,000 to $238,000 is just an average salary, which seems incredibly low. You're going to dental school for many more years than your friends.
Right.
You're getting hit with some debt. I mean, then you go buy, maybe you go buy a practice, you got more debt.
Right.
And that's.
So the average American tends to go and work for somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to go out and bust it like that and take risks for the average to be 164 to 238 is.
Well, and dentistry in general, if it's not, you know, if you don't play your cards the way you want them to or you hope to, there could be a lot of burnout and stress involved in that.
Well,
and you're working even longer.
I talked to a lot of practice owners who make $500-$600. I've talked to practice owners who make $750.
Yeah.
And guess what? They're stressed. and they don't know where the money is, and they don't feel like they're a wealthy.
And that's on the high end. I mean,
yeah.
How many dentists are making way less?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I talk to those that make less and they act like there's not a problem in the world because they're so used to faking it.
Yep. Fake it till you make it. At least hope to.
The problem is if they're retiring at 69, they're not making it.
That's right.
Yeah. And then, you know, the hardest thing about dentistry that popped up, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like these, it's like the AI just knows. I start typing stuff and then it starts giving me all these different options. I'm like, yeah, I want to know this. I want to know that.
Yep.
The hardest thing as a dentist is stress induced burnout.
Okay.
It's not a procedure. It's not a stress induced burnout.
Right. Just being overly stressed about, you know, your debt, your salary, your finances, your practice, your employees, right? And, all kind of,
I think,
ties together.
A dental student might think the pressure of performing great dentistry is the greatest stressor. Or maybe they've heard an older practice owner complain about their team or their staff. But yeah, you just hit on a whole bunch of things, right?
Well, because I mean, if you love dentistry, you went to school because of your love for it. I'm guessing like being in the chair is like the one, it's almost like your mini vacation from the rest of the business. It's like one thing you really know well and know how to do. And so you can focus on helping your patient and not have to worry about the other 3,000 things.
That's exactly right. But most enjoy the dentistry.
Yeah.
Most find that, you know, even with ornery patients or people that are just, they enjoy that. But boy, some of these numbers, it's just a good reminder. You know, again, it's not a revelation, especially on this podcast, but these are the things we master for the world of dentistry that that work with our firm. Like these are significant headwinds.
Just seeing that average retirement age should raise some eyebrows. Even if you don't work with the team, if you don't work with us, you should be asking yourself, what am I doing? What is my field doing that's causing us to work that much longer?
Well, here's what you don't want to be. Let's say you're slightly above average in your income.
Right.
You don't want to be the dentist that's making, let's call it 250. You've still got significant debt. Retirement's nowhere in sight. I mean, I talked to somebody who was 67 years old.
Right.
They told me they were going to practice for at least 15 more years.
Yeah.
You want to do that quick math for me?
That's 68 and 15. That's 70,
67.
67
and 15. I mean, it's
72.
No.
I am not an accountant, everybody. But no, that's
you're just yelling out numbers.
Five. I don't know.
But you look up and you know what are you doing? And again, for us, this is what we try to do for our clients. We help them master this so they have millions more, all these area overhead, all the things that we talk about all the time. We help with this. To us, it's simple, but like, why do so many practice owners get into dentistry for the love of dentistry? And by the end of it, they're just like, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
You know, I'm making much less than I should, and I'm working longer.
Mm-hmm.
Time and money. Yeah. I mean, time and money are really important.
Yep.
And so if you can have more money and work less time, that should be the goal.
Hey.
That's my Mr. Obvious statement of the day.
Appreciate it.
But man. Like, I don't understand why so many practice owners convince themselves that they're okay or that it's going to be okay.
Do you think?
Because they've got their, you know, their tax CPA who they've been friends with for 20 mm-hmm. years and their financial advisor who tells them they're doing great. And they have that feeling in the pit of their stomach that it could be better, but they don't have the courage to do anything about it. Again, millions and millions of dollars are at stake as a practice owner.
Do you think a lot of that could tie into the idea of, you know, when you're in your 30s and maybe even early 40s, you know, I'm going to be 40 this year, which, you know, is sad for me, but I still feel younger than I am number wise. And it wasn't until I started working here that I actually got a 401k and started saving for retirement. So I'm, you know, 10, 15 years behind where I should be. Is it possible that there's other people, especially in the dental field, that way they think, you know, I'm still beginning my career. I'm only 5 years into my career, 10 years into my practice, and things will get better. I just know if I put my nose to the grindstone, it'll all work out.
Yeah, I won't give my opinion. I'm going to give you facts from dozens and hundreds and practice owners that I talk to. It goes by quick. They feel that they can just produce and it'll get better.
Yep.
And or they're going to try a thing and it's going to get better. and, you know, well, my debt's going down and I, you know, my practice is worth something, and they rationalize it and they think time's on their side. And again, unfortunately, we know people who have passed away early and left their family and spouse in a bad position. We know right. people who have had a freak accident and are no longer able to practice.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think you're exactly on to something. It's just that feeling of it'll all work out because I'm producing a ton of dentistry and eventually it's just going to work out. And again, for our listeners who have owned for typically, again, it takes 3 years to realize you don't know what you don't know and you might need some help. And if you're stubborn, you're 60 and you're screwed. Hopefully that's nobody listening. But for those that are owned for 3 years and they're in their mid to late 30s or early 40s or even mid 40s, my God, $20 million in dentistry.
Right. Right.
We see it. We do it. I get very frustrated when I present to a room full of practice owners and then I speak to some folks afterwards because they want to have an offline conversation.
Right.
And they're in just such bad shape.
Yeah.
And it's no fault of their own to a point. But again, what do the most successful people do? They delegate out what they're not trained in or skilled in or can master or have the time to do.
Yep.
But yet so many are so stinking stubborn because it's that dichotomy of high achievers, typically the problem solver, that has to go, oh, this bonus job of running a company or a practice, I don't have. And so then you have stubbornness and ego and do it yourself or just all those things. And then again, as a dentist, you're only making $250 and you're retiring at 69. Like that's what we try to help all the time.
Right.
And when I run into people who get it and now they've been with our firm for 4 or 5 years and they're on track for $15 million and their overhead's 57% and they work 3 to 3.5 days a week and they're smiling because they've got a team of all-stars called Four Quadrants. Like when I see that and then I have conversations with people who are headed towards these statistics that we quoted today.
Right.
That's probably the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Like it's becoming more frustrating for me because I see such the divide, the successful folks who are crushing it mm-hmm. and living a great work-life balance life and the people that are just, they're missing it.
Right.
And it's.
So here's the deal. Check out fourquadrantsadvisory.com. We are offering we called it a free financial assessment. We can also just call it like a 15-minute discovery call. You can always get a hold of us, shoot us an email and maybe set something up. But if you want a second pair of eyes, maybe on your debt management, or there's several different options to choose from. If you're not working with anybody now.
First step's getting off your ass.
Right, right. Even if you're not working with anybody or you're not happy with who you're working with currently, it's not going to hurt. Just reach out.
Even if you are happy.
That's right.
We've had people fire friends who they like, and they don't know that they're unhappy because they don't know what's possible.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, cool. I'm on track for $4.5 million. Hey, dummy, you could have had 12 and a half.
Yeah.
We better cut this short. I'm getting fired up.
I know. You're getting real fired up. Your face is getting red. If you like seeing Casey fired up, face red, steam coming out of his ears, just talking passionately about dentists and the dental world, we are going to be in several places, and we're going to go just over April events, right? We're going to be in Tampa, Florida, hosting our own event at Topgolf. It's called the Avoid Cashflow Traps in Your Dental Practice. You can go to fourquadrantsadvisory.com/events and click and register. And on April 21st, we'll be in outside of Dallas, Texas at the Colony at Topgolf as well. Comes if you're in the Glendale, Arizona area on April 20th or the 22nd, we will be at the Western Regional Dental Experience. Come visit our booth. In Chicago, hey, I love Chicago, April 21st to the 24th, we'll be at the AAO annual session. And finally, on April 26th or the 29th, we'll be in St. Paul, Minnesota at the Star of the North meeting. That's a lot of stuff.
I'm going to go have a Fresca.
Go have a Fresca, buddy. All right. Thanks, Casey.
That's all the time we have today. Thank you to our guests for their insight and for sharing some really great information. And thank you to you, the listener, for tuning in. The Millionaire Dentist Podcast is brought to you by Four Quadrants Advisory. To see if they might be a good fit for you and your practice, go on over to fourquadrantsadvisory.com and see why year after year they retain over 95% of their clients. Thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.